now to the tech world, which in recent days has proven itself to be both an engine of innovation in the American economy and a bastion of old-fashioned sexism. At an annual industry conference this past weekend, one presenter shared an app where people take pictures of themselves staring at breasts. And then things caught up with the CTO of Business Insider, who sent out sexist tweets such as, "Women's suffrage and individual freedom are incompatible. How's that for an unpopular truth?" Well, turns out it was pretty unpopular. He was fired on Tuesday. So is the industry willing to self-innovate when it comes to attitudes about gender? NPR's Elise Hu is lead blogger for All Tech Considered. Elise, welcome.
Thank you.
So what's the reaction been within the tech industry to these most recent incidents?
Yeah, Magna, there's been widespread outrage among women and men in tech. And of course, TechCrunch, which was the organization that was putting on the conference over the weekend, they issued a mea culpa immediately. They said they will screen presenters going forward. But it seems there's been sort of long-running regular consternation about this because these incidents seem to be happening and they get national attention.
So over and over again. So does that mean that there is a very deep problem here with the tech industry?
It's entrenched. I mean, there definitely are a systemic set of things happening, and it manifests itself in different ways. One, of course, is there's this pipeline problem. Daughters seem to get the message that they don't belong at some point, and advocates for women in the industry are trying to figure out what point that is and how they can send a message to women that they do belong.
Okay, so you mentioned the pipeline problem, but I'm also wondering if it's a sheer numbers problem, right? Because you've reported that according to one measure a few years ago, 89% of venture-backed Silicon Valley startups were all male.
And compared to that, only 3% of those venture-backed companies were all female. So men don't just outnumber women in tech, they overwhelm women in tech. And this numbers question is actually something that Marissa Mayer, the female CEO of Yahoo, discussed at an industry conference last year. Let's take a listen.
I worry that a lot of times the conversation gets really focused on what percentage of the pie is women.
Right.
And the truth is, the pie isn't big enough. Right? We're not producing enough computer scientists. We're not producing enough product designers. We need a lot more people to keep up with all of these gadgets, all of this technology, all of these possibilities.
Well, at least to my ears, that sounds like Marissa Mayer kind of avoiding the issue. But she is the head of Yahoo, and there's also Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook, two women with very powerful positions in the tech industry. I mean, Sandberg's been telling women to lean in more and not necessarily that the industry should change. So can change come from the top here?
Well, I think Sandberg would likely say that the lean-in argument definitely does apply to her own industry. And advocates will say that they've made huge strides, and it's great that women are leading companies. But part of the reason we hear their names so often is probably because they are among the few women who are at the head of these tech companies, and there's not enough of them.
So, Elise, for people that you've spoken to in Silicon Valley, in the tech industry, what do they say it's going to take to, you know, create a cultural shift when it comes to gender attitudes in the technology field?
One is, of course, trying to send more positive messages to young girls that they do belong in the room, they do belong in science and engineering fields. The other is to just try and make more visible these incidents that are happening. So the glass half full example that we get is that all of this outrage did happen, and it forced the Business Insider CTO out, and TechCrunch is changing its policies. And so you could look at these recent incidents as something that's a step forward, but of course, the fact that they happened at all is the flip side.
Well, Elise Hu is lead blogger for NPR's All Tech Considered. Elise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at BrilliantEarth.com.